Gunna chi shat yi adi yigu ayakwan achkwan ichsachan yadu chat transforming our house into a powwow with surround sound. Checked it out loud, dancing downtown. You can win in the parade. Got hella umbrellas, it's the game how it's played. Santa Kahini, that's what are creepy. It's not just easy, now you've got to believe me. That's what the flounder see is, giving us more power than Jesus. Happily as ever after, teach us how to craft masterpieces. Yeah, our slinget blankets, we be wearing clothing. No fear and loathing, heritage owning our spirit, bro. We the capital, spell it in letters with all caps. Not that felon and making churches in our crap. Hard the melanin skin, attack if it's hard glass. Hard the melon in your head, combat is with artifacts. Grab an ads, tell us hello leader. I love to cut up a yellow cedar from a fellow teacher, some mellow meester. Oh look in our museum, and you see him pointed at those library walls. Oh boy, oh boy's primary art. Unheard of, we're quite scary y'all. Those colored lovebird binary stars. Undercover espionage, observe our work like a messy collage. Expect to be obliged, let's begin the march. Ready or not, watch it as a mirage, yeah.
Welcome to the Sipit. Welcome to the Sipit. The killer whale, eagle bear, raven frog, or ribbit. Welcome to the Sipit.
Welcome
to the Sipit. At first you buy a ticket, and then you gonna live it.
Need a fashion show, more pageantable to have the clothes at Hot Topic. Miss Alaska got dough, lot of cash, even though a store's supposed to be non-profit. Our elder relatives are resurrected in the form line. We're Swerve Mervin, carving up another gold mine. Amazing grace of Raven, saving Haven, came in no time. Native slaving Satan, fating, hating, make it more fine.
Could bathe in the glacier naked, or wear your North design. We're capital of 49, catapult the borderline. Now we're soaring high, gonna fly, there was more to find. From alphabet books to halibut hooks, out of Adler, Chinooks, and canoes. Good looks in the news, beautiful Gucci out of the Jews with our shoes. This man manifests our ancestors left in igloos. Headdresses next to wall-mounted heads of caribous. And if you do not know who Walter Sobel is, you alter Prodanovis and get smaller Oval Office. So preposterous, he walked into the Tongass Forest. Forest, go back on your Taurus, you Taurus. Just kidding, you'll know who he is,
yo. Welcome to the Sipit.
Welcome.
Welcome to the Sipit. Got killed the whales, eagle bears, raven frogs, go ribbit. Welcome to the Sipit.
Welcome.
Welcome to the Sipit. At first you buy a ticket, then you gotta go and live it.
Ghost of Mozart, close but no cigar, embarrassing ashtray.
What?
No art has fine that symmetry as Heritage Cafe. Kesh ach daya kushuske. Why you hate kesh ushke?
I'll just dance around in that clan house. You clansmen can go to campgrounds. Damn.
Yeah.
Shout out to David Boxley. All he needs is thread needle. Ox, spread eagle, masterpiece for a dead people. Chet yake, achtuchka, hundaka hidi deyan chagut.
Ah,
gunnach chishlat sin shawat.
Welcome to the Sipit. Welcome to the Sipit. Got killer whales, eagle bears, raven frogs, go ribbit. Welcome to the Sipit. Welcome to the Sipit. At first you buy a ticket, then you gotta go and live it. Welcome to the Sipit. Welcome to the Sipit. Got killer whales, eagle bears, raven frogs, go ribbit. Welcome to the Sipit.
Welcome.
Welcome to the Sipit. At first you buy a ticket, then you gotta go and live it. Yeah, 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 yeah,
yeah, at woonne.
Yeah, 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 yeah,
at yake.
Yeah, 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 at woonne. Yeah, 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 yeah.
Knock, knock, who's there? Dishes, cause dishes Alaska.
Don't fight the women now. Don't fight the women now. Shaman be swimming now. Dishes Alaska. Don't fight the women now. Salmon be swimming now. People be fishing now. Blueberry picking now. Super Palin.
Lovers.
Salmon berries. Love my family.
Village.
Love my cousin.
Bang bang.
Live in the igloo. Dishy Jangoon.
Southeast.
Makanu.
I'm in Juneau.
Ride it.
Right. It sounded live because it was live.
Thank you, Andy.
Awesome. Radiophonic jazz in the house. I love the shout out to Swerve Merv. I can't get over it. This is Angoon. I love it. Thank you for doing that. It brought back so many memories when that song and you did a shout out to Swerve.
Repping the Southeast, man. Yeah. You gotta represent.
Oh, you just went there, bro. I can't believe it.
I love it.
Shout out, Marvin.
Chris Talley and Arius Hoyle are here with me. They're Radiophonic Jazz. And Christy Nobby Erickson, the purveyor of Kindred Post, is here with me as well. Welcome, everyone.
Hey, thank you for having us.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Much obliged.
Best, like,
that was
intro
great.
Thing I've ever done.
Thanks
I love
for
it.
Letting me do that. That was so
we
dope.
We are honored.
And they were, you know, that was so cool because that's not every band can just sit there and go right over the track and do it. That was awesome.
Polished.
So thank you, you guys. I appreciate it.
It's
really
you.
Fun. So, Christy, I'll start with you. We've heard a little bit from these guys now, but I'll start with you. We're having these guys happen at Kindred Post. Tell me about what's going to be happening.
Yeah, for sure. So Chris and Arius are from Radiophonic Jazz, and they're our feature performers for tonight's Tiny Post Office concert. This is about our 15th or 16th concert in the series. For those who've been to Kindred Post but never been to our concerts, what it means is that we take all of our furniture and we push it out to the sides and into the back. We bring out a bunch of chairs and we turn it into this mini concert hall. And so we're really excited to have them, as well as Manor, and as well as Taylor Miller Fisher doing some special guest acts tonight, too.
It's like a mini festival.
Yeah.
It's like there's a lot of stuff going on.
It's exciting. I mean, and just to be here, in the station and hear them, I mean, these guys are incredible and young, talented, vibrant artists. I just feel like there are so many artists we work with that I'm going to be so excited to brag about to my grandkids. I'm just going to be like, oh, yeah, in my 30s, I did this show with Chris and Arius.
I know them. Yeah. No big deal.
They're just so great. Yeah, they're really going places. So it's an extreme honor to get to host them tonight.
Well, let's talk about what you guys are up to. Right. You're working on. We've heard a couple of your tracks a lot. We've seen some cool videos and stuff. Are you guys working on more of a collection?
Yes. We have a few videos actually coming out. We have the next Clink It and Hide Up music video dropping August 2nd. Is that right, Eddie?
August 3rd.
Oh, my goodness. Thank you for correcting me.
It's all good. this one is going to be, like he mentioned, Clink It and Hide Up Central Council are the same ones who are going to drop it. And this one, I'm going to spoil one thing. It's a Tlingit Yucatangi song.
Yeah.
It is in Tlingit.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's really fascinating. They got me on the hook.
I'm singing in Tlingit.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah.
Are you a lifelong speaker of Tlingit, or is it something that you've kind of developed?
Even though I come from a family of Tlingits, I did not get a grasp onto the language until I was about 7. And that was largely thanks to the family I come from, the Sarabias.
How have you kind of learned it? Have you learned it just by being around it? Have you learned it by real specific study? How's that happened?
Both of those things. I was around some of the elders here locally in Juneau, such as Paul Marks and David Katzik, as well as
I play ball with Paul, so I know those sharp elbows, man. All right.
Yeah, and I luckily got the desire to take Tlingit class in high school, which was with two people, Lyle James, also known as Hitli Ish, and I also took Florence Shakely's class when she was still teaching. So, yeah, good variety.
Yeah, that's cool. What's your thoughts about the importance of doing a Tlingit language song, releasing it that way? It's obviously not what people would think, oh, that's the most accessible type of song to make. So what's your thoughts behind doing it that way?
Yeah, well, given that I'm still learning Tlingit, which is a revitalized language at this point, it's finally coming back and becoming more urban here in Southeast Alaska. I was thinking, I got to take this beyond Northwest and kind of develop my own sound with the language. So I thought, let's put two and two together, take my more African-American side of me and throw in that Alaskan heritage, and bang, we got Tlingit rapping.
Yeah.
That's cool. What's your take on it?
Honestly, exactly what Arius says. I've noticed that it's not a lot of people speak Tlingit, and it's I'm not really a Tlingit speaker myself, but it's anything I can do to help, just promote the language itself. It's a beautiful language in my opinion, honestly. And you know what? I can kind of grasp, some of it, it's, not that hard to me, so anything I can do to help, like I said.
He's going to be a speaker.
Oh,
dude,
my man.
Dude got da tongue.
Oh.
He's got da tongue, bro. I mean, he knows how to do all the Yucatangi.
Hey. That's a compliment right now. Thanks.
Now, it's interesting, though, when you're speaking it, and what's interesting to me is that you have fun. You have some fun with the language in a way that's youthful and maybe in a way that people haven't heard it spoken much before. Often, when we get the opportunity to hear Tlingit, it's at ceremonial events. Mm-hmm. It's often elders who have grown up with the language and still are holding on to it. People like Paul Marx, who aren't necessarily doing it to, you know, do play on words or that kind of thing. What's your take on that? Do you think that that's – I can imagine that you would think about needing to maintain enough respect about the language and respect to bring it but still having fun with it.
What are
your thoughts there?
Given that we are at a – point in history for the Tlingit people now where most people who learn it are these newcomers who are either Caucasian or just non-native. I was thinking, you know, we have to do something new. It's 2019 and now that the elders are at a point in history where they can bring the language back and start teaching it to our youngins, I'm thinking, you know, how about I take an approach where people can enjoy speaking it without it having to be this deep ceremonial purpose. Mm-hmm. Because most languages I know, you learn it in school. You can have fun with it and make songs like Gangnam Style or Despacito. And the way I see it, why can't Tlingit do the same? I mean,
Languages evolve. I mean, that is the nature of language.
Definitely. Yeah. And I think it's actually going to carry even more power, even more value if you just let it flourish through music, through acting. Through just normal speech. Mm-hmm. That's how you keep things alive, is to be cultural.
You're incredible kind of music performers, but I also think that one thing that you guys do that always catches my eye is the visual performance that you do. And Chris, I think about your dancing and your performance. It's pretty amazing.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Is that something you studied?
I have been studying. I studied dance for a long time. I actually did ballet, when I was like around preschool, kindergarten for quite a while. And then I switched to hip hop after that, after watching some hip hop films and whatnot. And I really, really enjoyed it. But then after that, I moved on to kind of like Broadway, jazz, tap. I've kind of done a multi, versatile source of dance, and so I kind of just incorporated into my own style.
Well, that really shows through because I don't associate your dance style with any one particular style. It's really fascinating to watch you move.
Yeah, Coach. Yeah.
To the music that you're doing, which has a hip hop beat for sure. Yeah. But then you're incorporating stuff that I haven't really seen before. It's pretty unique and cool.
Oh, well, thank you. Yeah. I kind of try and incorporate the classics, Michael Jackson's glide and moonwalk, and sometimes his leg flipping, a kick and whatnot. So I'm not gonna lie, I like to keep it OG and classic for some things. So if you do see some familiar moves, you know where I got them.
Jazz, disco, funk,
more to see in the new videos dropping.
Oh, most
of that
definitely.
Kind of. Okay, that's cool. That's what I wanted to hear.
And definitely in some performances that we have upcoming too.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so what else you got? What do you got else you got in the works?
Southeast by Southwest.
Mm-hmm.
This here is actually going to be a fundraiser on August 2nd, 9 p.m., and it's going to be at Gold Town Nickelodeon, the theater down there. This is going to be alongside Marion Call, who a lot of people are familiar with, does music.
Amazing
great
singer.
Talent.
Oh, amazing
and,
person.
Yeah, amazing person. She's taught us a lot as musicians. And all of us together are going to be doing this performance, and we're helping raise funds because we're actually going to be going to Austin, Texas.
Yep, we traveling.
Mm-hmm. For South by Southwest, or are you just going to Austin for other gigs? Or are you just going?
We're going with other Alaskan artists.
Okay, cool.
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
As a collective.
As a collective. We're really excited and really stoked.
All right, that sounds great. When's that happening, do you know?
We leave August 14th.
Okay, okay, cool. Mm-hmm. Very cool. Christy, what else is going on at Kindred Post that we need to know about? Well, we've got the thing happening tonight. This is the concert happening tonight. Mm-hmm. Mini festival.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Next up, we've got our first Friday featured artist. So in another week is going to be Sarah Ritter from Bronze Betty. He's going to be there with a pop-up shop.
We've got a couple
more shows coming up here in the fall. So we've been talking to the Sandwiches, and we have a show scheduled with Brown Sugar in September, too.
Yeah,
so stay tuned for that.
Fun. And sort of continue this concert series idea, keeping that place as a place that's a community performance place and place that people come in and know they're going to
totally
see and experience great art.
Yeah, I mean, as a post office, we're rooted in the idea of connecting people. And so we try to do that, of course, through mail, but we also do it through art, you know, and you see art
and the FBI gift shop at all times. You guys have, like those.
And
you don't have those.
Our gathering events. Thanks. You're derailing me here.
Sorry.
Bringing up the FBI. Bringing up the government. We have like a no government conversation we're trying to have.
Well, that's a really interesting point that you really take that idea of a post office, which most people just think is sort of a perfunctory thing. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, I'm just going to send it. But that really is a point of connection for people.
Yeah, absolutely.
In a way that's been around for forever.
Totally.
You know, connecting people. And it was in a way that's around less and less mm-hmm. because of the electronic way that we seem to communicate now,
right.
much mm-hmm. more so.
But we believe in, you know, the tangible and the physical, and we believe in bringing people together in real life, not just, you know, on the internet.
IRL, they call that.
Yeah. Thanks for throwing out the digital jargon for
it's
it.
It's just me. I'm hip that way.
For sure.
You guys know.
Yeah,
you guys
know. No, yeah, we know.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Andy Klein, ladies and gentlemen.
I need to record
front
that.
Front seat tonight.
Yeah.
You guys, thanks so much for coming in. Again, you guys are appearing tonight. The tickets are 10 to 20 bucks, sliding scale kind of tickets.
10 to 20 sliding scale, yep. And we've done a bunch of pre-sale tickets. We have about a dozen tickets left.
So get on that now.
Or show up when the doors open at 6:30.
All right, doors open at 6:30. Show begins at 7. It's Radiophonic Jazz. Chris and Arias, thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you so much for having us.
Yeah. Actually, just like doing it.
Yeah.
Doing it right there.
Andy, Dandy, Andy. He's alive.
Yeah.
We're going to keep it going for us.
Have a great show tonight, guys. Hey, thanks for coming
brother.
In.
All right. Thank you.